Biden and Trump. You know what? I'll tell you one thing. The quickest thing about the debate, Biden and Trump, as great as this country is, and it's the greatest the people we see out there, that I see out there on a daily basis, these are the two best candidates. That is, to me, is the tragedy. These are the two best candidates. I mean, that tells you the political system and maybe groupthink or whatever is either outdated or not out of control, but if these are the two best, well, at least see, one thing about Trump though, at least Trump is being picked on popularity. You know, a lot of people say this a lot of them, you know, he's that, he's this. He's a liar, he's a felon, blah, blah, blah. But what the left is doing to win is probably pure politics. But it's not saying anything about their candidate. Their whole spiel is to convict Trump, call him a liar, pin him to the 2025 project, to demonize him. That's their whole strategy. And to me, that's appalling. You know, to me, that's just, you deserve to lose if that's your game plan. And again, I said it before, and I think somebody else said it. There's something about the left that irritates me way more than the right. There's something about the left that's just completely irritating to me, repulsive. And quote unquote, I might be conservative. You know, I just might be conservative. You know, I mean, it's a possibility. Let's not get it twisted. I just might be. But I'm not. I'm a moderate conservative, whatever. You know, I'm not like right wing crazy conservative. But I guess right wing means you're a racist or national. Not even nationalist. When I think white ring, I think of ethnicity is involved. But I am definitely a classist. I believe in classes. And tell the truth, I'm probably a racist. So there be it. So like I said, what stuff Trump does, I find amazing. It makes me laugh. And it probably shouldn't, considering he might be president. But if he gets it done, I mean, who says a lying, rapist, felon can't run the country? But do you want that? Do you want a lying, rapist, felon to be running your country? If you do a good job, yes. That part don't bother me. Because I'm sure, you know, there's things that got to be done in politics that we don't need to know about to get agendas carried out that'll benefit millions of people. If two or three of them just happen to disappear. You know, those are some decisions I'm sure that have to be made. You know, do we ruin this guy's family to get our agenda across that will benefit millions of people? You know, I understand reasoning like that. Everybody ain't gonna make it. There will be sacrifices. Human lives, sacrifice. They say, well, what if it's yours? I'm gonna fight against it with everything I got. But in doing so, I would still understand that it's just the way life goes. I'll put everything I got into it. To protect me and mine. But all the while, back of my mind, and it might even be used as part of my strategy to deal with the situation, is that I know that this is just the way things go. So when I look at Trump and Biden, not that I would vote for Trump. You know, now that I think about it, you know what? You know what? I never considered voting for Trump until now. And I swear, I would do it just to do it. I would do it just so I could say I did it. So many people on my timeline and people so anti-Trump and so this and, well, if you vote for Trump, delete me. If you did it, if you did it, you're an asshole. I might do it just to shut them the fuck up. Because I really don't fear Donald Trump. I don't feel his fear his politics. I believe he is a classist businessman. It's all about money, what can benefit him. The bottom line, I don't think he cares about race. I don't think he cares about people. I mean, he probably does in his own way, but I probably do in my own way. You know, it's all about me. And if you really want to go down that route, I would have to vote for Trump. Because this is all about me. Give a damn. Give everybody take care of your own goddamn self. How about that? It's all about me. And what other people do, all the way up to the president, as long as it don't affect me, I'm cool. I'm cool. But what about all the disenfranchised black people who get left behind? Ain't my problem. But what if they rise up? We got to take care of them. They're a burden on the healthcare system. They're a burden on the tax basis. You're actually paying for them. Do your taxes. I'm cool with that. That part I don't mind. I don't mind, you know, mandatorily having to give up some of my income to support, you know, people that challenge or less fortunate or blah, blah, blah. I got no problem with that. You know, I got no problem with taxes. As long as everybody is paying, as long as everybody is set to pay, I don't want to say equally, but everybody's playing to the same rules. As long as everybody's playing to the same rules. And if they change the rules, so be it. If they got the power to change the rules, so be it. If the rich people got enough lobbying power and influence and this and that to change the rules, so be it. That's just the way life works. You're not going to get around that. You can't make everybody play fair. You can't make everybody, whatever fair means. Because to me, there is no rules. Whatever happens, happens. United States built the greatest country in the world, doing some of the greatest atrocities in the history of mankind. And they did it. They still did it, and they got it. And a lot of those atrocities and stuff they did were not seen as atrocities when they did it. Slavery was legal and condoned worldwide. It wasn't like white people made it up and said, here's what we're going to do now. They just said, ooh, okay. Let's do it this way. And you white people put it, it was like put slavery on steroids, took it to another level. Hey, you know, there are no rules. There is no fair or unfair. There just is. All that's subjective. And it changes from eon to millennium to eon. What was this? Was that then? It's not that now. Well, I never thought about that. Would I vote for Trump? I ain't afraid of Trump. In fact, if I had to like generalize, what I think the Republicans would do versus what I think the Democrats would do, I'm probably more on the conservative side. I'm probably more on the Republicans side. To generally say that. You know, of course, some people say, well, of course, they're gonna go to some kind of sensationalized misinformation. Well, Trump wants to put us back in shackles and have us pick picking cotton. Oh, yeah, really? Project 25 Project 2035 is going to have religion in schools and get rid of abortion and eliminate government jobs and this and that and this and that. One, does any of that affect me? And what would be the economic ramifications of that? I may benefit from that. And I can understand why millions of government employees would be against that. And whole coalitions and lobbyists and institutions don't want to lose their income or their silver spoon or their golden baby or their golden whatever you call it when you're getting paid, their golden cow. I get that. I'd be against it too. And I'd demonize it and do whatever I could to make sure that my golden cow wouldn't take it away from me. So I think, and if I had to think, you know, socially, I'm probably less socially liberal now than I was then. Because there was a time, and I'll say this again, I'll say it again. There was a time where my total, complete political affiliation, the reason I was a Democrat and liberal was because of Roe v. Wade and abortion. I can almost say that almost completely. The single issue. And I look back on it now, I'm like, why? Why do we even care about that? You know, that has basically kind of nothing to do with me. Or not that so much, but it doesn't have anything. It doesn't affect my life. I got a vasectomy. I'm done. You know, I got a vasectomy. I'm done. I ain't got to worry about having abortions no more. I haven't had mine. You know, I paid for the ones I had to pay for, and I got mine in. Now, maybe other people might want to get theirs in. That's on them. And what it did was it just left it up to the states, which I kind of agree with, because I believe if you want to be conservative, you want to have a Jesus state where Jesus is this, Jesus is that, we love God state, you can have one. If you vote it in, you make it work, so be it. It would just be up to me to move out of that state if I didn't agree with that. As an atheist, I didn't agree with that. It's on me. It's not on the government to procure that for me. In general. Because I'm an objectivist, Ayn Rand, and it's flat out no government intervention at all. Except for when it comes to certain matters of there's no enforcement, no government enforcement or something like that. There's the way they put it, where the government just stays out of everything and everything is left to the private sector and the market forces are left to balance things out and make things happen the way, quote unquote, our benefit programs and stuff work and our welfare programs and stuff work. There's an idea that private institutions will jump in, fill that space, and make income based on capitalism, based on making money to fulfill that. And instead of having money taken out our checks to, you know, help out homeless or help out this, help out that, it'd be eventually, it might not start at first, but over the years, people start doing that on their own. They won't be forced to. It should be voluntary. It should be naturally voluntary. It's not voluntary if we all agree to pay it. If we sign up to pay a tax and have it taken out of our, it is in a way, you know what I mean? It is, but it's not truly from the heart voluntary. When you go in your bank account and you actually donate a certain amount of money to a cause that you feel necessary or worthy, you know, help unwed mothers who are homeless on the street. Government shouldn't have to do that. Over time, people should do that from their heart. And it sounds crazy, but if we were going, if we went down the objective path, systems or ideas would have evolved to where it wouldn't be such a big deal for a person to kick out, voluntarily kick out a certain amount of money to a fund, or for a private organization to get together, philanthropists or whatever, get together and say, hey, we're going to set this up and we're going to lead this and steer this to create this entity, be it profit or nonprofit. It's going to be a place where people can contribute to help the welfare people, to replace the welfare program, basically to replace the welfare program, to replace unemployment. And the government shouldn't be involved in that, so to speak. And the bottom line, though, for me is I really don't care. That's the bottom line is I'm at a position right now that things are so good. So I'm so content. I'm so whatever I am that I don't care. I don't care enough to really care. It doesn't matter to me because Jeffrey's going to get what he wants to anyway. Jeffrey is going to get what he wants, and Jeffrey's going to do what he wants to do regardless, because Jeffrey understands how the system works. Jeffrey doesn't go by the way Jeffrey thinks the system should work. Jeffrey doesn't go by the way the system is designed to work. Jeffrey goes by the way the system works. What I actually see when I go to the DMV, how to manipulate that situation, how to manipulate my taxes, how to manipulate my bill pay, how to manipulate, you know, paying this, paying that, you know, covering this, covering, having insurance here, having insurance there, transportation, all that. There's just things out there. And it comes from just being smart, smart and aware, agile, smart and aware and capable. The whole world is like open to me. I can do any goddamn thing I want. I feel as if every morning when I wake up, I can do any goddamn thing I want. Whether that be true or not, it don't matter. That's how the fuck I feel when I wake up. And I ain't worried about who the president is or this or that or racism or this or Trump or that or, you know, Biden or whatever. What I'm worried about is George Clinton and the Parliament Funkadelic. Is there going to be another show? What I'm worried about is the Pittsburgh Steelers. Those are my concerns. And I'm blessed to have them. I'm blessed for them to be what I, quote unquote, concern myself with. Because anything else? Well, there's some family stuff. There's some minor family stuff that's being handled that I have to keep my eye on. And worried, I can't say worried, you know. Because if I was worried, I'd handle it. If I was worried, I step up and make enough noise or whatever to where it would get handled. So, I mean, I'm out here talking. Some of y'all see me out here talking every day. You can see my demeanor. I ain't faking. I'm just being Jeffrey. And being Jeffrey is the greatest thing in the universe. Becoming who you want to be, becoming what you want to be, is the greatest thing in the universe. There is nothing greater than that. Absolutely nothing. No God, no deity, no universal force, no global happiness, no nothing. Absolutely nothing. There's nothing or nobody greater than a person becoming who and what they want to be. Anyhow, swinging on y'all two times. For me, for the funk, and for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom in this or in any universe that ever was, is, or will be. Totality of it all, theory of universe, hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeffrey.